And to the United States, and members of the Burke family from County Mayo were ejected from the Ireland Fund's gala dinner in Washington, D.C. last night after they interrupted the event, which was being attended by Taoiseach Micheál Martin and several members of the United States Congress. Enoch Burke's mother, Martina, his sister, Amy, and brother, Isaac, gained entry to the National Building Museum in central Washington towards the end of the formal proceedings. They started shouting about Mr. Burke's detention, as you will hear.
The luck of the Irish is truly with me because of those family connections that were first planted in County Leash.
President Burke in prison.
The family was ejected from the building. They continued their protest outside. Now, in this next clip, the first voice you'll hear is the Irish Mirror's Louise Byrne.
Did you pay for your own trip here?
Would you go and get a job somewhere else? Stacking Charles.
Would you like to speak with Elon Musk?
It would suit you better to get a job stacking Charles.
Would you like to speak with Elon Musk?
So we're very, very concerned. Micheál Martin deceiving the public here in America.
Yes.
Deceiving the public in America. Mm-hmm. My son has spent over 500 days in Mountjoy Prison. And at this stage in Ireland, the government and the courts are not separate anymore. No. They're all working together. These should be separate bodies. Mm-hmm. They're not anymore in Ireland. They're all working together. And when you go into court, the media are sitting there, all working with the courts.
That's correct.
Martina, was your son not brought to court for breaking a court order?
My son, an upright man, has spent over 500 days. Mm-hmm. A quiet, unassuming young man, yes. An excellent teacher. He has spent over 500 days in Mountjoy Prison.
But can you tell the American viewers, what is it that you want President Trump to do?
As I said, we're here tonight just bringing the truth. Just bringing the truth to the American people.
Members of the Burke family there, including Mother Martina, talking to the Irish media, including our own correspondent, Sean Whelan, who's been telling me more about what happened inside and outside the event.
Well, this event is a very large-scale event. It takes place in a big building right in the middle of Washington, D.C., called the National Building Museum. It boasts the tallest columns in the world in the classical Greek style. So it's a rather ornate setting. It's over 1,000 guests attending a black tie dinner that raises $1 million for the Ireland Funds and its charitable works there. It was addressed by the Taoiseach and three honorees, two of them Brendan Boyle, a Democratic congressman from Pennsylvania, David Joyce, a Republican from Ohio, and Dan Quinn, the coach of the Washington Commanders NFL American football team, who'd had a massively successful time in his first year in charge and had been voted coach of the year. He's got Irish roots and was being honoured. And it was in the middle of Coach Quinn's speech, not any of the politicians who are present, that the Burke family made their appearance inside the building, which, they, as far as we know, they had no tickets for and had not been invited into. But they'd managed to gain access to this building, despite the fact that there were a lot of Congress people were there. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Hilary Benn, Lord Peter Mandelson, the British ambassador, and of course the Taoiseach, a head of government, a visiting foreign head of government. So there was quite a lot of security around the building. But nevertheless, three members of the Burke family, Martina Burke, Isaac Burke, and Amy Burke, got into the building and, as you heard there, started shouting, interrupting Coach Quinn's speech. They were quickly surrounded by security staff and police members from the Homeland Security Police and were bundled out of the building pretty quickly. just as they were being removed from the main venue floor amongst the tables of the diners, Isaac Burke and Martina Burke and one of the security guards fell to the floor. I think they tangled their legs in some of the big drapes, the curtains that were around the venue. They fell on the floor. Other security guards came and started picking them up, dragged them out of the building and put them outside on the sidewalk, as they say over here, followed, of course, immediately by a posse of journalists and cameramen. And at that point, the Burkes held that impromptu press conference, which basically ended when they discovered that there were no American journalists present and they didn't want to talk to the Irish media. And at that point, they walked away.
And what about reaction inside, apart from the travelling Irish group who would be aware of the ongoing publicity surrounding Enoch Burke and his family? Was there any awareness beyond that of the Burke family and their campaign?
Not to people that we spoke to, really. I mean, even journalists coming from Northern Ireland were saying, you know, how are we going to explain this to our audience where the Burke family issues are not really well reported at all and not widely known of, unless people are following them through the likes of RTE or Irish newspapers. So, no, I mean, the Americans were slightly mystified and bemused by it. The Irish kind of threw up their eyes up to heaven and carried on. Coach Quinn managed to get a laugh out of the audience, because as the Burke family were being shepherded away by the security staff, the coach said, "Awesome, that's like being at an Eagles game," a reference to their most bitter local rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles, who beat them in the semifinals of the league this year and went on to win the Super Bowl.
So, Sean, it's been a very busy week for Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Is that the end now? Is he on the home stretch and ready to fly back, or has he more events to attend both in Washington and elsewhere?
He's a couple of more events in Washington, but I think he's going to be wrapped up by tea time today. He will be meeting with journalists later on today. Then he has got a meeting with members of the American Jewish community who want to have a closed-door meeting with the Taoiseach about the Irish stance on Gaza and Israel. Some of the groups have apparently pulled out of that meeting, and there was some doubt yesterday afternoon as to whether it was going to go ahead. The Taoiseach insisted, yes, it is going ahead, and that the Irish had been asked to hold this meeting by several Jewish community groups. If some of them have decided to pull out, well, that's up to them. But as far as he's concerned, that meeting is going ahead. And then he's doing a couple of business-related events as well, business and economic-related events. Then gets to fly home at the end of what has been a very busy, very long and very demanding week.
Yeah. What are your own reflections on the week that was, starting in Texas on Monday and rolling on through the week towards Washington?
Well, Texas was a pretty easy enough start, pretty standard type of visit. He got to go to that South by Southwest festival, do a bit of business work, but hang out with people who are basically the cooler end of the technology, arts, media scene, and got on pretty well with them, it has to be said. Dropped in on the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, who's a Republican, pretty matey with Donald Trump, and then flew up to Washington, D.C., built up to this all-important meeting with the president. The meeting, I think, went as well as the Irish government officials were hoping it could possibly go, given that nobody knows what way Donald Trump is going to react in a meeting. But they managed to avoid any kind of public conflicts or disputes with him. Certainly, they were not looking for any kind of a repeat of the Vladimir Zelensky incident over Ukraine. That absolutely didn't happen. And they kind of got away with it in the sense that Donald Trump did lay into Ireland's trade deficit. There's no doubt about that. There was no surprises that he doesn't like it. But it was a pretty much a this is business, not personal approach, because he kept saying how much he likes Ireland and likes the Irish and doesn't want to do anything to hurt the Irish. Then we wake up the next day and he's talking about a 200% tariff on alcohol imports, which would, of course, do damage to Irish whiskey and other exports from Ireland.
And that's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. And of course, Enoch Burke, no longer in prison.